Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled Strict for a Reason.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it's God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." In these days, the Atlas Mountain Race, an unsupported ultra-distance bike race, came to its end. It was a very hard race, 1,336 kilometers through the mountains of Morocco, with a lot of hike-a-bike sections, many rocks, bad roads, and few possibilities to resupply for the cyclists. The rules for this race are simple but hard. You have to do everything by your own, and you are not allowed to receive help from another person if not everybody could receive that help. Riders are not allowed to help each other to share snacks or tools. They have to make everything by their own. Some friends of mine who participated in that race discussed the rules beforehand and said, "It is unfair that they are not allowed to support each other. The rules are too hard." When I hear today's gospel, at first sight it seems to me that Jesus is very strict. Maybe he is stricter than the founder of the Atlas Mountain race. Jesus says that he wants to fulfill the prophets and the law. In his words, he makes clear, fulfilling the prophets and the law means to follow the strict rules. And if you want to fulfill them, they are stricter than you would think at first glance. Is it really necessary to be so strict? It is the same question as in the bike race. It is really necessary to be so strict and not allow the riders to help each other on the course? Why is it a problem? However, on the other side, being strict can be helpful. Compared to the cyclists in the Atlas Mountains, it is evident that nobody can control them. They could circumvent all the rules in the race, could organize resupply beforehand, or make sure that someone will provide what they need. In the middle of nowhere, nobody would notice it. It is the same with the commandments. No one knows if I am angry with my brother when I go to the service. And nobody knows what a look means that a man gives a woman. It is just friendly, or is it lust? And why do we have to swear to something when your word can be relied upon? Every deed begins deep down in my heart. And therefore, it is necessary that my heart is a good heart, that I act according to my thoughts. Then, I am convinced, it is clear why Jesus is so strict. He calls us friends and no longer servants. But if we are his friends, we need to understand what his commandments mean. Jesus calls us to love him and each other. He wants us to be upright persons who understand what it means when we act but think something else. Of course, you can cheat, as the cyclists in Morocco had many possibilities to cheat. But the ultra-distance self-supported bike scene lives from its authenticity. People only want to participate in events and races if everything is fair and clear. They don't want to cheat, even though nobody would notice it. Luisa Werner, who was the first woman who crossed the finish line, had a crash and lost one of her aero bars, could use only 5 gears afterwards, and had to fix her light with plastic straps. But she managed all the obstacles by her own, and with that, she is a good role model for everybody who is in such a race. We, as Jesus' friends, shall be people who behave in the same manner. We follow the rules because we understand them in the deeper meaning and not only because they are written somewhere. We follow them because they make sense and make the world a better place. We can become role models while understanding the prophets and the law. Last Sunday, Jesus called us salt and light of the world. We can only enlighten the world if we are authentic, if we mean what we do. Our lives are the salt that helps the world to make the life tasty. But we can only enrich the world if we understand what Jesus wants us to do. If we want to enlighten the world, it is important, especially in areas where people leave the church, that the light is bright and clear. If we want to bring the taste of the kingdom of God into the world, it is crucial that the salt is good and tasty. The cyclists at the Atlas Mountain race, who had to overcome a huge challenge with their bikes, can help me to remember that being Jesus' friend does not mean that it always will be easy to follow the Lord. And sometimes it might be hard to respect his commandments. But if I understand them deep in my heart, I can see the sense of them. And then I can help to create a friendly world where everybody is invited to be a friend of Christ. And then I am convinced I can experience the same joy as the cyclist who crossed the finish line in Morocco.